This is KLGR News Director Joshua Dixon, and we have Brianna Mummy, the Redwood County Economic Development Authority Coordinator here. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
And I understand we're going to be talking a little bit about the need for childcare here in Redwood County, right?
Absolutely. That's one of the priorities that was presented to me right when I started. And so over the last few months, I've been spending a fair amount of time trying to just figure out what's going on, what's been done, and figure out where do we need to go next to help resolve the problem as it relates to the number of spots available to our kids in the county.
So we can sum it up by saying there's a lot of families out there that need childcare, but not enough people providing it.
Exactly, with an emphasis on the infant and toddler. So we're very fortunate that there's been a response to the childcare issue, and schools and churches have formulated ideas and created school-aged programs that help support the older kids in having childcare options. But what we're finding is there's still a lot of shortfallings for infant and toddler spaces. And so that's really where we're going to spend a fair amount of time focusing our efforts on.
And you were saying that when you moved to town a few years ago, this is something you have personal experience with. You actually had trouble finding daycare?
Very much. So my family and I moved to the area. We had a 6-month-old at that time, and we had 25 providers to choose from that were in the Redwood Falls and surrounding area, and only 2 had openings. We were very fortunate to find an in-home daycare that worked for our child, but then when we had our second, there was no available full-time openings for her. And so as a family, we ended up traveling to Bird Island and dropped my daughter off, our infant. A friend of ours helped us in the transitional period, and then I would drive to Redwood Falls and drop my son off at another child care provider, or primary. And so we did that for 4 months, and it really impacted us. We spent a lot of time traveling back and forth. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, a lot of families are experiencing this, that there just isn't available spots at the time that you are ready to go back to work.
Just briefly, why is there such a problem with daycares here in the Redwood Falls area?
Sure. So what I can share is in 2013, there were 80 family childcare providers and 1 school age care program in the county. And now in 2016, that number is nearly cut in half. We have 46 family childcare program providers. So that's the in-home childcare providers, 3 preschool programs, 9 school readiness programs, 1 school age care program, and 1 Head Start program. So what's happening is there is a reduction in the in-homes that help support the infant and toddler, and a nice increase in the school age and preschool age programs that allow those kids to transition from school into the childcare. And that's just, it's a great response. There's a lot of support for the preschool to school age children, but again, it's the infant and toddlers that there's just a lack thereof. So,
are there just childcare providers who just aren't willing to do it? Or
yeah,
what?
It's a hard business to go in. You have to be willing to bring, you know, children into your home, and it wear and tear on the house, and the licensing requirements certainly have a lot of areas that you have to ensure your home is prepared, and there's safety things met.
Liability concerns too?
I'm not really sure if I could speak to that, but I just know that there's a lot that goes into being a child care provider, just aside from watching kids all day. You mm-hmm. know, you need to ensure that you've got a business model put in place. You have to have sustainability with your business just like anybody else. So to be able to manage the children plus the paperwork that goes into it and the licensing requirements. But the great thing is it's a great fulfilling job if you really love children. And so there's a lot of awareness to the shortfallings. And so there's a number of programs that are out there trying to help gain the awareness and draw people to better understand what it is to be an in-home child care providers.
So. And if there's somebody considering it, there's definitely a demand for it.
Absolutely. And it's countywide. It's not just in Redwood Falls. It's throughout the entire county that there's even some cities that don't even have a child care provider. So if you reside in, I think Bellevue is one of them. If you live in Bellevue, you are likely having to travel out of town just to have a child care provider. So It's something that is happening throughout all of Greater Minnesota. It's not just in Redwood County. It's just all over. It's all communities are experiencing this.
And you mentioned that there's a program or something coming up in a couple of weeks. What is that about?
So what I was able to find is Redwood County was given access to a pilot project through SWIF, or Southwest Initiative Foundation. And what this is, it's a project that helps put together ideas and formulate clarity as to what the problem is. So Redwood County, being a recipient of the project, has access now to First Children's Finance, which is a business that provides consulting services to our community, our county, at no cost, to help provide support to work towards the resolution, to figure out how are we going to overcome this. So what First Children's Finance is going to be doing, or they're currently doing, is putting together a gap analysis, and it's countywide, and they will be formulating more of a quantified measure of how many children are being affected, how many child care providers do we need to ensure that we're meeting the current demands and the projected future demands. So this analysis is going to be completed around Thanksgiving, and it will help us better identify how we need to respond to the need. And once that's put together, we're going to host a public-wide meeting, probably in January, to bring people in to just be a part of the conversation and receive a presentation from First Children's Finance, who will provide us an overview of the data. And then following, if there's interested people, to join a task force, a countywide task force. So a more specific project-based group can help in identifying what's going to be most suitable for Bellevue, or what will be most suitable for Wabasso, as examples.
And this could be anything from trying to recruit individuals to maybe working with schools, or what would it involve?
Right, so it would likely be with the hope of either developing either a child care center, increasing the number of in-home child care providers. If there's people who maybe are interested in starting a child care, in-home child care, and money is an issue, that they need a couple thousand dollars to fix their water heater, or they need
like the little baby gates to set in front of doorways and staircases, things like that.
Perfect. Yes, or cribs or other equipment that would otherwise be needed to support an in-home child care. So what we want to do is put together clarity as to what those things are and help support them. So there's grants that are available, and I would help in providing them access to those grants and gaining awareness as to how they can move forward if they're interested. So we want a task force together just to help in formulating ideas and, again, bringing the countywide perspective, so not just one area.
Okay, and this is all coming up in the next couple of weeks, and we'll keep people up to date on what's going on.
Absolutely.
Okay, very good. Thank you. That is Brianna Mummy, the coordinator at the Redwood County Economic Development Authority.
Thank you so much.